Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. Welcome back, champion. It's the Every Day is Saturday podcast. This is the first show today. It's January 15th. You know what that is, right? It's the funeral. We're celebrating a funeral. Why am I so excited? Well, we have a little bit of fun. Every year, this date, every year, we celebrate all the New Year's resolutions that went to the grave, that were never to be seen until December 31st of the same year. So, hey, it's Sam Crowley. I host this Every Day Saturday podcast. I'm also founder of EverydaySaturday.com, speaker, trainer, seminar leader, and launcher. For you, the entrepreneur comes to me to launch their dream, and I love it. I live for it. I think about it nonstop. I love my clients. If you have a dream that you want to get out there right now, online, offline, doesn't matter. Just have some purpose, some significance. Would you like significance to your life? Go to everydayisaturday.com/calendar at everydayisaturday.com. Get on my calendar. We'll get on a call, a power call, as we like to say, and we'll get that dream launched. Promise, guaranteed, no ifs, ands, or buts, okay? January 15th, what happens? It's the same thing, man, that happens to everybody. You know, let's talk about this for a second, okay? I want to have some fun, but I also want to keep it real. We just don't lead focused lives, all right? We don't ever prepare our minds for action. You know what I mean? It's like we prepare our mind for, I'm going to watch Netflix. We prepare our mind for, I'm going to go to a job. It's the same job, by the way, you've been doing for 20 years. Even if it's for a different company, it's still a job. We prepare to go to work, prepare to have breakfast, but we never really prepare our minds for action to get that thing off the ground that you've been thinking about. And we can't control our bodies without first controlling our mind. Life's an inside job. All right, you've heard me say it once, you heard me say it 1,000 times. Life is an inside job. How do I know? How do I know, gang? How do I know anything? Because I've done it, both for the good and the bad. I mean, really bad, really bad. You know, each day we have up to 60,000 thoughts running through our mind. 60,000 in any 24-hour span. 98% of those thoughts that you have today are the same thoughts you had yesterday. Think about that for a minute. 98% of the thoughts you had today are the same thoughts you had. So maybe you're worried about your kid and how they're going to do on the exam. Maybe you're worried about the friends that they're hanging out with. Maybe you're worried about your boss, or maybe you're worried about a coworker. Maybe you're worried about your car. It's not running correctly. Maybe you're, this time last year, I was worried about our damn laundry. If you're following the show this time last year, I was at a laundromat twice a week, every week for, I think it was 3 months. That's how, don't even get me started. Don't even get me started on why we're supposed to have these. We got those super duper front loaded. See, it's a negative thought coming to my mind, but I got to share the story. Those super duper front loader washer dryer, they sit up on a base. You know, you spend a gazillion dollars on them because you think you'll never have to buy another washer dryer again. Well, they were GE washer and dryer. GE washer and dryer was fine. The GE washer, it didn't work. And they were supposed to send us parts. This was December of 2017. What went into January 2018, February. Finally went to Lowe's, bought brand new ones. Not the front loaders. Just these huge, like, super-sized ones that are upright. Anyway, this time last year, I had negative thoughts because I was worried about the laundry. I had to go to the laundromat tomorrow. It's 10 degrees outside. And so that leads to my next topic. So 98% of the thoughts that you have today are the same thoughts you had yesterday, and 80% of them are negative. That's a statistic. 80% of the thoughts that we have running through our mind are negative. You got to renew your mind. You must renew your mind. And you have to train your mind to not only have, and I don't mean positive thoughts like rainbows and sunshine. I mean, if there's a scenario that can happen for you today, you can have faith or you can have fear. And both of those scenarios apply the same logic that you don't know, you haven't seen the future, but you are meditating, praying on the fact and thinking about either the best case or the worst case scenario, you know? And I always go back to the example with our daughter, Susan, when we were in the darkest of days, when she got trached or they took off her ventilator and all of these things that were happening, brain bleeds, could have been blind, deaf, all this stuff. We would always stand on our faith, always, 100% of the time. Now, fear would try to creep in. I'm not going to kid you. It's like when you shut the door and it's completely, you know, it's dark in there, but there's a little bit of light cracking in. It's obviously the opposite. A little bit of light might be the fear. But you know what's funny about lightness and darkness is that fear can't live in the light. You know, I always equate that. I always want the curtains open. I never want the blinds drawn ever in my house unless the sun's just like beaten down. I'm trying to watch a football game and the glare's on the TV or something. I always want every room I'm in, blinds to be open, natural light coming in. I don't want any of that, man. I grew up in a dark house. I grew up with the alcoholic parent. I grew up with all that dark and gloomy stuff. I want everything around me to be as bright as possible. I don't care if it's snowing outside, whatever. Because it exemplifies the way that I try to live my life, and you should do this as well, is always based on faith. Now, I'm not saying that fear doesn't try to creep in. Of course, we're human beings, man. So just, you want to know the best thing to do is acknowledge when you're feeling that. And be calibrated, like tune yourself up and tune yourself in to, hey, this is some fear. Is this even real? Should I be worried about this? Well, worry is never added another minute to anybody's life. And I've never heard anybody after something was already over and done with, oh my God, thank God I worried about it. It totally changed the outcome. No, that's ludicrous. It's never going to happen that way. So if 98% of the thoughts that you have today are the same ones that you had yesterday, start changing your thoughts. How do you change your thoughts? You got to change your environment. You got to change your actions. You got to change what you do. This is why I tell people all the time, get out of the damn job. If you don't like the job, get out of the damn job. Now, stop. All right. Don't hand in your resignation right now. Okay. Put a plan together. That goes back to the very first thing I just said. You need to be focused. We need to live focused lives. You got to prepare your mind for action. I want to quit my job, Sam. Great. Are you preparing for that? Or are you just like everybody else saying, I got to quit my job and doing absolutely nothing, doing zero actions around that? If you don't take any kind of action that's congruent with the thought you're having, you're going to live the exact same day tomorrow that you live today and the exact same day 2 days from now that you live today, because 98% of the thoughts that you have are the same ones you had yesterday and 80% of them are negative. So if you listen to this, what do you think should be the first thing you should do? Change your thoughts? Yes. Start living a focused life? Yes. Based on actions? Correct. All of that. And then do something about it, okay? You got to renew your mind. You must renew your mind. You cannot live in fear. You must live in faith. There's just as much of a likelihood, if not more, than the good scenario happening than the bad one. And even if the best doesn't happen, the worst didn't happen either. And you got to be grateful for that. Remember, gratitude is the antidote for expectations. Gratitude. When you're grateful for what you do have, you stop focusing on what those expectations, well, that's good, but I didn't get this. Well, that's good, but I didn't get this. I'm dealing with my daughter right now. Hey, honey, you got into the University of Tennessee. You got into the University of Cincinnati. Oh my God, you got into Ohio State, which is all of a sudden now where we live in Ohio, like the college. Everybody's applying to Ohio State. She got into Ohio State. Yeah, Dad, but so-and-so and so-and-so at school, they're going to Harvard, Carnegie Mellon, MIT. I'm like, Madeline, well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. You're a first-generation college student, okay? Mom and I didn't finish college either, okay? So you're the first of your family to go to college, of all of your sisters, okay? That's immense gratitude, all right? And you have the opportunity to go, first of all, and be around a completely diverse selection of individuals, you know, people from all different races and creeds and religions, all of these different parts of the world converge either in the city of Cincinnati or the city of Columbus, or if you decide to go to Knoxville, Tennessee, understand that your mind is going to just be wide open and your future is going to be so incredibly bright. So don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on the amazing things that God's given you and the opportunity to go to 3 or 4 different universities, and all you got to do is pick one. Come on, man. That's amazing. So I say the same thing to you. Adjust your thoughts. Go from 80% negative to 80% positive. It's not going to happen overnight. I'm not here to tell you it's going to happen overnight, but I'll tell you one thing. You start doing it right now, it's that 90 days, right? 21 days to a habit, 90 days to a lifestyle. You want a completely different lifestyle? I know this to be true. All right, nobody can tell me that this is not true, that this does not work. I've lived it every damn year of my life since I wanted a new life, okay? At the age of 37, I wanted a new life. I'll be 51, so for the past 14 years, I've lived this. And even before that, when I got my real estate investing and everything else before that going on, I lived it. All I had to do, and God, I wish I would have had a podcast like this speaking to me like I'm speaking to you, because I just didn't exist. I had to go find this. I had to search east and west, north and south, all over the place. I couldn't find anybody who didn't think differently than me. But I think differently, and I know how this works. It's an inside job. Change your thoughts, and then change your actions around those thoughts, and watch your life change. I guarantee you'll get those results. All right? All right. Hey, we're off and running. Show number 2 coming later today. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.